So as I mentioned, this presentation should actually be already available on our website. I'm trying to get to my last slide here and make it full screen. Okay. So Secretariat, in preparing for this item, also wanted us to think about, and there's one issue on our agenda from the past, which is about the question about opening the AGR to accession by other member states. As you may recall, this is one of the things that ITC asked all working parties with their legal instruments to consider the feasibility and, of course, the merits of doing so. Now, at previous occasions, it was decided that contracting parties should consult capitals and come back to SC1 to give a view on this. And because we did not want to take silence as meaning consensus, and so we're very much waiting, and indeed that's still the position where the Secretariat is still waiting to hear from contracting parties to the AGR about whether there is a desire to consider amending the agreement to opening up to more than just UNECE member states. Of course, we might need to have a discussion on the merits of doing so, but that question remains, and it's a question that ITC does ask SC1, because you are, you know, in charge of this instrument, and so we have to return to this question at some point and answer that, even if it's a no. We don't see, you know, the merits of opening it up beyond the European region. So that's a key question that doesn't appear here on my slide, but this slide, what it does is, you know, going beyond that, for us to think about the AGR agreement, whether there, in terms of areas for potential improvement, or even before we get to have a bit more of a discussion before we move to the amendment stage, the question of continuous improvement for road safety. And by that, a natural way would be having perhaps suggesting that road safety audits and inspections could take place along the e-roads. As you may recall, it's not a new discussion to our group. Some years ago, about 10 years ago, this question first arose, and you know, over a series of years, there was a suggestion, a draft for a proposal put forward, which seemed to be received, but somehow there was no contracting party to the AGR willing to take it forward and adopt it and make it as a proposal amendment. And so, therefore, this issue has gone away. However, we are very much still looking through things through the lens of road safety, and later on in our meeting, I will give a presentation, I think it'll be tomorrow, just to share with you the global plan for the Decade of Action 2021 to 2030, and share with you also a bit more of ITC's directions. So this road safety theme is a very strong one, and we cannot ignore that, and with SC1 being responsible for the AGR, and therefore more on the infrastructure side of things, it is these issues will be raised, and we also have an item on road safety audits and inspections, which we'll consider later in our program. But that's the question, whether we want to consider this topic of road safety audits and inspections as a new annex in AGR, and then the question about whether the geometric characteristics, which we really consider to be more guidelines rather than standards in Annex 2, would we be thinking that they could be perhaps turned into standards at some point? Obviously, there would be work to be done in order to do so, but that's just a question, a beginning question. And then, of course, here, are there good practices from the other regional road agreements which could be considered? So, Chair,